the Circles project itself is an interagency collaboration model. It is different than most interagency collaboration models. First, there are three teams. The first is the more traditional interagency collaboration team, and that is a district level team. That team can meet 3 to 4 times a year. It's made up of the bosses, the director of special ed, the director of VR, the director of mental health, the director of developmental disability services, people who can make changes to policies and procedures that need to be changed. Many school systems have some sort of team like that, community level team, that meets a few times a year. What makes Circles different is the second level of team, which is a school level team. And that team is made up of teachers and VR counselors and case managers and people from the adult service agencies that would deal directly with students and families. Those meetings take place monthly. They can rotate across the school system. Different school systems do it different places. Some do it in different high schools each month. Some do it at a central location, say a community college that is centrally located in their county. Some do it at the education center if it's easier for transportation. Those meetings usually take place over a day. They're made up of presentations by students. Usually in a day, you can get maybe 10 students to come and present. The meeting starts with a review of what happened in the last meeting to make sure that students and families and agencies connected as they were supposed to. When it's time for the students to start, the students make a brief presentation, about 5 minutes, often with a PowerPoint. Sometimes they'll use Vokis or other Web 2.0 tools. It's a presentation about what their strengths are, where they still think they need some support, and what they'd like to do after school in terms of employment and education and independent living. Once they finish their presentation, they sit down at the table with all these representatives from different agencies. The people from the agencies talk to them about their services and what supports they may be able to offer them. Often with the student comes at least one family member, sometimes moms, dads, aunts, uncles, grandparents, sometimes friends. So sometimes it's an entourage, sometimes it's not. But they'll be part of this discussion. Then by the end of the meeting, the student and their family leave the meeting with a to-do list. Here are the agencies that you should talk to or connect with for employment. Here are the ones if you're interested in apartment living. So they've met the people, they've begun to talk about and know what services and supports are available for them once they leave high school. So what the school system does with that information, they take that information back to the IEP team, which is the third team. And that information can be put in to a student's IEP. The adult service people don't have to come to the IEP meeting since they've already signed off. Unless something changes, the adult service folks, typically, they'll be invited to all these IEP meetings. They don't have time to sit through that many meetings. And so by going to one meeting a month, they can get the information they need for their services, but also that information get into the IEPs for students. It's a lot more time efficient in terms of getting interagency collaboration. The Circles Project had been implemented in the Cleveland County Schools in North Carolina for years and was very successful in terms of building interagency collaboration.